Let's get the business news now from Petula Martin.
Thanks, Mary. The electricity sector will play a critical role if Ireland is to achieve its climate goals. The sector has published a policy and investment pathway for decarbonisation. It says €2 billion annually will be needed to reinforce the electricity grid. The report is published by the Electricity Association of Ireland, and its CEO, Dara Linnett, joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
The report says Ireland must increase electrification of industry. Will renewable energy play a role in that?
It will. I think the electricity sector has been remarkably successful in reducing the amount of carbon that we're using. I suppose the most successful sector, and it is firmly focused on achieving 80% renewables. But when you look at the 20%, there's a few things that stick out. One is electrification. We need to speed up the electrification of society, particularly industry and transportation. And I think industry in Ireland has the possibility of a unique selling point in being able to produce industrial green output using clean, renewable electricity. But we also need a grid that will carry that electricity around. And that means close to €2 billion a year will have to be spent. And I think you need to put that in the context of maybe what our grandfathers and great-grandfathers did, who built the roads, the reservoirs, the drinking water system that we have. We need to put the grid in for our grandchildren so that they can have that carbon-free lifestyle that they want.
Now, your report says that the adoption of renewable energy has slowed down. What do you put that down to?
I think there's a number of things. There's a lot of uncertainty out there. People aren't sure about the technology. The cost of making that jump from maybe a oil-fueled heating system to electrification heating system. But this is a key focus for the new European Commission. And they have pointed to some of the reports by Draghi and Letty, who've said that energy really needs to be at the heart of the reindustrialisation of Europe. And I think they're more open to government support for industry to make that jump. For example, in Germany, they have put together a €10 billion fund that will allow companies with surety to make that investment in electrification, knowing that the carbon price is going to be steady. I think Ireland needs to look at some of the creative ways, and particularly the new state aid application that needs to be made, to ensure that Irish industry has the best chance of making that jump over to electrification.
Now, Wind Energy Ireland recently highlighted the fact that only one wind farm got planning permission in the third quarter of this year. Is planning an obstacle?
Planning has been an obstacle, but there are some positives. We have a new planning bill that has just gone through at the last gasp of this government, and we hope that will make inroads. Our members have the willingness, they have the money, they have the enthusiasm to get those renewable assets onto the ground. But we need to start using that renewable electricity, because if we don't, we'll be telling those renewable assets to stop producing electricity. So we need to really speed up the rate to which we electrify.
An investment framework that supports the decarbonisation of the electricity system across the island is required. You mentioned there, you're talking about €2 billion annually. Who will provide that? Is that capital investment from government, or will it come from the sector itself?
I think in the past, we have always looked at a centralised system of how we will use that the infrastructure, and that goes on to everyone's bills. But there are other innovations that could be used here, and we really do need to see if this is a regressive way, that if everyone pays the same price for infrastructure, is that the way to go forward? So what we're looking for is an investment framework, and that means that we need to look at how we pay for the grid, but we also need to look at how we decarbonise the 20% that isn't renewable electricity. And we need to pick the right technologies, we need to assess the cost and benefits of those, and we need to look at how do we bring in private investment. And this is a key thing in the European Commission. America is much better at harnessing private investment than Europe is, and we need to bring in, and a lot of our conference today, where we'll have all of the major CEOs talking about the investment that they'd like to make in Ireland and what needs to happen all Ireland in order for that investment to flow.
Dara Linnett, CEO of the Electricity Association of Ireland, thank you for coming in to us this morning.